Yeah, Mike King.
Herb Talk.
Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm joining us for Herb Talk here on Talk 101 FM. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. I took a breath and you guys both turned around and looked at me. Did you think I forgot?
Well, no.
Forgot my little
You either
disclaimer.
Forgot. Or you're just out of breath from running. Did you run through the parking lot?
Yes, I usually take 3 or 4 laps before I come down here. That's my morning exercise. And I walk the dog. Well, I usually don't walk the dog in the morning. Liz does that.
You were a little late today.
Was I?
Yeah.
Well, I was putting a bunch of stuff together.
Okay.
So.
Good to have you. By the
way,
what's this that you brought?
Oh, yeah, I just brought that in. Here, Doug.
Therazinc?
Yeah, it's called Therazinc. And I got a sore throat, and one of those throats where you feel like you got a knife in your throat and you can't breathe.
Yeah, I see your voice has come back a little
bit. Yeah, I'm not Barry White anymore.
No, you're Barry White last week.
Yeah, I was Barry White last week. That was kind of fun, actually. I called a bunch of people and got in trouble.
Crank calling.
Yeah. Hello, this is Barry White.
So okay. What does this stuff do?
Well, it really, there's a little bit of a numbing effect. And I think that's probably from the clove bud and the peppermint and the menthol. Because, I mean, when you have one of those killer sore throats and you're like, nothing works. A lot of times I tell my customers, honey is really good. I don't know if you just tried straight honey. That's an inexpensive, easy way to help soothe the throat. But there's things like slippery elm and cherry bark that we've used for years. And, of course, the elderberry. I think I've talked about elderberry
yes.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good for the upper respiratory. So just to go over this basically has your thickeners like the vegetable glycerin and the purified water. And then it's got the stevia extract or stevia for the natural sweetener. And then clove bud oil, peppermint oil, menthol, slippery elm extract, echinacea extract, elderberry extract, and wild cherry bark extract. So it's very healing. And I almost felt like it also helped with my upper respiratory. So it's kind of healing, soothing. Definitely takes that burn, that itch, that knife, that pain, that scratchiness immediately. 2 or 3 sprays. Of course, I probably, serving size is 8 sprays. And I think you're not supposed to exceed 24 sprays a day. I think I did more than that. I was spraying it all the time. I didn't care.
Just dropped the whole bottle down.
Just dropped the whole bottle down my throat. But a couple sprays usually would do it. And it would last maybe half an hour. But each time it kind of felt better and better. So I love this. It's natural. It's called Therazinc.
Well, you're going to get people with sore throats this time of year as it goes from cold to warm to cold again and warm again. And
right. Right, exactly. And allergies, too.
Yeah.
It's really good for that. I think that's kind of how mine started a little bit. I don't know. There's a lot of people having allergies, and because your mucus is acidic and it runs down your throat at night and gets your throat all sore, then you end up getting a sore throat, and then that turns into bronchitis and blah, blah, blah. But the main ingredient in here, which I didn't list yet, is the zinc. It's zinc gluconate, which is a very bioavailable form of zinc. So you get the basically antipathogenic, antiseptic, and it also has all the immune-boosting nutrients. Now, I don't know. This is kind of – I thought it had a clove berry. They say it's a peppermint flavor, but very pleasant, and it's a spray. You just, open your mouth, 2 or 3 sprays at the back of your throat. I kind of inhaled a little bit because I wanted to get really get it into my system. Just awesome stuff. And I looked at the price. I think it's only like $6 for this whole bottle. I thought it'd be $20 or $30.
I need to jump in because Tim is on his way to work. He wants you to
talk
about garlic.
Yeah, what about garlic?
Well, he wants to know what the properties are as far as, taking as a supplement.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you want a high allicin, and unfortunately, that's the stinky part of the garlic. So that's always been the downfall of garlic is the smell. And I generally tell people if you've got a partner – that's going to be offended by that, have them take the garlic too, and then you won't notice it as much.
Is it something that helps like hearts or blood, or what does it help?
Garlic is a soup, yes. For cardiovascular, it lowers your cholesterol. I mean, there are people that will eat a garlic clove bud every day, but that's kind of hard to do, because garlic is very pungent and aromatic. It's in the allium family. So we have the pills. We sell a lot of different brands. There's some that are, I think, a little bit better than others. And again, talk to our staff. We've got a really good selection. Again, we look for high quality, low cost. And of course, it's got to work. It's got to have a high allicin content. We do sell the odorless garlic, but there's no such thing as odorless garlic. There really isn't. For it to work, it's going to have a little bit of odor. I just tell everybody, you know, if you're going to do garlic, which is phenomenal, you're just going to have to live with that taste, that smell. Now, it also is a super antimicrobial. And you'll read, and I think it's a little bit hyped, but they'll say, you know, it's superior to any antibiotic. It's a super antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral. And I do know it is very, very good. I have a lot of customers that will take a garlic pill every day, just prophylactically, preventatively, you know, to help prevent a lot of things. But it's super good for your cardiovascular system.
It helps. Do the pills stink?
They have a slight smell to them. I think we've got, if I remember correctly, because I know we've got a good enteric-coated oregano, because that's another one that can be a little bit of a booger, you know, cause a little bit. Did you hear that, Doug? A little booger?
I did. Huh?
A little booger. So, but the garlic is just absolutely phenomenal. I just be up straight up and honest with everybody. You're going to have to live with a little smell. You really are. I've never really found a garlic. Some of them, like I said, are enteric coated that digest lower down. You know, definitely take it with a meal. That will help cover up some of that smell. But you get garlic in you, and the allicin is the, you know, the really active compound, and that's the stinky part, and that's what you want. And when they start really extracting that out, then it denatures or makes the product not as good.
Sarah is a teacher in District 61.
Hi, Sarah.
She wants to know about joint health and what you have to help out with joint
health. OMG. Do you have an hour, Sarah? Well, the very first thing that I would do is look at the curcumin products. The Curamin is my favorite brand. But the curcumin products, the curcumin extract from turmeric, there's even one study that shows that it helps to increase or helps with the growth of cartilage. So not only is it super anti-inflammatory, and it's also good for everything else. You know, we consider it Indian gold. And I've talked about it on this show I don't know how many times, and I could talk about it forever. Anti-carcinogenic, major studies coming out that it's effective against almost every type of cancer in the prevention and reduction. So it's absolutely phenomenal. I think we're going to see more and more and more in that field. My good friend Dr. A.J. Goyle at Baylor, one of the leading cancer institutes in the country, and he's internationally known, is doing a massive amount of research with that and some other products too, including the grapeseed OPCs, oglomeric proanthocyanidins. So there's a lot of research with that, but you know, when you're taking something, you don't want it. A lot of the pain relievers and a lot of the things we take for our joints actually damage our body, the NSAIDs and a lot of the pharmaceuticals. And you really don't want that. And that's what's so good about the curry-based, the curcumin extracts, is they're good for your liver. They're good for your bowels. They're good for your lungs, your kidneys. They also, there's some major studies that it helps with Alzheimer's, senile dementia. It helps keep the brain healthy and pristine. It does pass the blood-brain barrier. That's why sometimes individuals that have brain cancer and things like that are very interested in it, because it's very good for that. And again, the anti-inflammatory, and there's a lot of indications. There's tons of studies. I think it's curcuminforhealth.com. You can go to that. And it is got a lot of major human studies now. I think the last time I was talking to Cheryl, who's the chief scientific educator and director for Europharma, who's one of the leaders in all the research and knowing what's going on with curcumin. I think she said there's 20,000 studies now. I mean, it's unbelievable. Maybe 22.
Now, you were talking about grapeseed extract, and I always
yes.
thought that was kind of like a clean-out drug.
Well,
Now you're saying it's a builder-upper.
Well, yeah. It's very good. They just did a big study.
I do listen to you occasionally.
Do you?
Yeah. That Mike King guy.
I try to listen to him too, but I hear him a lot. So, you know. Anyway, the grapeseed OPCs, I just got a recent published. They just did a major study, and it's very effective. And they had the pictures on the slides at 100 milligram dosage several times a day, or, you know, higher dosages. It was very effective against colon cancer and reducing the colon cancer. So there's a lot more studies coming out. I was very excited about that. And, of course, we know it's really good for your circulatory system. Awesome. I would kind of put it up there as far as with the cholesterol and all of that, kind of put it up there with garlic. Of course, garlic's a much stronger antimicrobial. You know, it's I don't want to say it's a like an antibiotic, but a lot of people compare it to a super antibiotic. But the grapeseed OPCs are really, really good for your circulatory system. They're anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic, and they do a number of different things. Usually I look at the grapeseed OPCs more for cardiovascular.
You talked about grapeseed, I think, about a year ago and last summer.
We have a free book we can give you on it.
What are some of the benefits again of grapeseed?
Well, at cardiovascular, I mean, it's good for strengthening your blood vessels, the endothelial lining. It helps with the cholesterol, the blood pressure, the circulation, your heart. It's super, super good as an antioxidant, anti-carcinogenic, brain function, immune stimulant. You know, it's one of those awesome products that you really get some great benefit with it. And again, Dr. Ajay Goyal basically pushes the curcumin and the grapeseed OPCs as the big cancer preventative alternatives. And there's unbelievable, massive studies, really good. I mean, I look at these and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, the tumors are gone. I mean, he has slides and pictures. I've been to his lectures. I'm going to go to another one this year and try to get some updates. But it, you know, and again, I don't really understand why more people don't look into it and don't use it and utilize it, because it is absolutely, the science is there. It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, I would never claim a cure, but this is something that you definitely would look into as a great benefit.
So as you're building your toolbox, you're going to put in grapeseed extract.
I take one every day. Yeah.
You're going to put in your curcumin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to put in
vitamin D, probably.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
I love vitamin
also
D.
Also garlic.
Well, garlic, and then, you know, we have the Oregamax brand that has the garlic in it. The oregano with the garlic and a little touch of onion as synergists. So that may be, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and do the strong herbs, you might as well just do them all together and they'll kind of balance each other. So the Oregamax brand oregano has the garlic and the allium or the onion base in it as a synergist. I love that. I take one of those every day, pretty much year round. Now in the summer, when I'm out in the sun and healthy and working in the garden and my immune system's at its peak, I don't take a lot of immune boosters. There's no need. But as the winter months come on, you know, cold and flu season and all of that, man, I'm getting out my vitamin D and my oregano and my garlic and all of that kind of stuff.
Now, what are you doing if you got like a supplement? Because one of them that I've had before was so big I could hardly get the thing swallowed.
Well, you take the smaller ones first and eat some food and get your throat opened up and relaxed, and then you take your big horse pills. Or you
take a pill cutter, right?
You could cut it in half with a pill cutter. You can get your hammer out and smash it, or do the mortar pestle, put it in a powder, put it in smoothie, you know, or talk to us. Sometimes we have an oregano that's enteric coated from Now. You know, you love Now. That's where your family works.
Yeah.
Great company. And they have an enteric coated with a little vanilla coating on it. Really tastes great. And it's the nasty oregano. And it's very small. It's not a very big pill. So, you know, again, it's a matter of talking to us. There are pills. You know, a lot of the companies are going to smaller pills. I know vitamin D is a little teeny tiny little bitty itty little tiny, like a little BB.
Yep.
Very small. In fact, you kind of wonder if you're going to lose it or not.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, again, some of these pills are larger just because they're trying to put so much into it. And again, yeah, Doug, just get a pill cutter, get a little itty bitty teeny tiny pill. Just ask us at Merry Man, and we'll try to find the little itty bitty teeny.
On that note,
Herb Talk.
Let's get to the newsroom. And, of course, News This Hour is brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service, the Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Aaron Metcalf. A story broke by WBEZ shows Governor J.B. Pritzker, his wife, and brother-in-law are under federal investigation. The investigation swells around a dubious residential property tax appeal. Governor Pritzker and his wife purchased a 126-year-old mansion next to their Gold Coast home. The mansion then had the toilets removed from the home to have it declared uninhabitable, giving the Pritzkers quite a big tax break. False representation was also filed on the tax appeal documents. Crossing Healthcare and Decatur Public Schools have announced that they will be working together. They will provide healthcare services with a mobile health unit. The start of next school year will see the mobile unit providing services to students such as physicals, vaccinations, health screenings, and treatments for minor illnesses and injuries. Dental service will also be offered in April 2020. Central Park here in Decatur was the site of protesters on Tuesday as the Department of Defense issued policies making transgender people nearly excluded from serving in the military. Current policy says people with gender dysphoria, taking hormones, or are undergoing a gender transition will not be allowed to enlist. Ones currently in the military that have gender dysphoria must serve as the gender they are assigned at birth. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Aaron Metcalf reporting. For the latest news and information, check out our website at DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with Simply Small Town Service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur. You owe it to yourself to come in today.
Here it is, Racer Bacon Speedway! As fun, exciting wheel-to-wheel racing! Every Saturday night at Bacon Speedway! Bring the entire family out to the area's premier motorsports facility! Located in Macon, Illinois, just 9 miles south of Decatur on US 51. It's stock car racing at its very best! On the fast 1/5 mile high banked oval! Every Saturday night!
The exciting Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series returns to Macon Speedway for one of the biggest races of the year. 100 laps paying $12,000 to win and featuring great drivers like former winner Bobby Pierce, Shannon Babb, and all the local favorites in one of the few Central Illinois stops this Saturday night at Macon Speedway. The Super Late Models will be joined by the BillingsleyReward.com Modifieds and the Neil Tire and Auto Pro Mods. It's going to be big as the Super Late Model drivers go after major championship points. It's the Lucas Oil Super Late Model Series 100 Lapper this Saturday night at Macon Speedway. And don't miss Fan Appreciation Night with just a $10 admission Friday night at Lincoln Speedway.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Warmer temperatures are on the way for Central Illinois. Your forecast is calling for cloudy skies to start off our day, but we'll see gradual clearing as we head throughout the rest of this afternoon. Highs will top out in the upper 60s. Tonight, clearing skies will continue, lows falling into the middle 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and nice, highs topping out in the low 70s. That's a check of your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND-TV.
according to their wives. You're listening to The Morning Show that is staffed by two guys who act like they just found their first Playboy magazine at age 12. Let the fun begin. Now here's Bus Boom and Wolf.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm.
Herb Talk!
He waited till I potted it
up. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Hey, we just got done with a barbecue.
Yeah, how'd that
awesome.
Go?
Oh, man. It was so good. We had such a great time. We have a little
the Merryman Herbs, you do this these barbecues a couple times a year, right?
No, we're well, we used to. Now we're going to do them every month.
Every month. So, okay. Yeah, so how did this first one go?
This first one was awesome. Everybody had a great time. You could even go to our Facebook, and everybody just thought it was gooder food from Chef. We had a blast. The food was awesome, and tons of food. The dessert, it was like that cherry chocolate.
Whatever.
I don't know. I had a piece, and then I had to have another piece, and it's just everything. The biscuits.
Did you ever have a meal, or you just eat the desserts?
Oh, I just had everything, Doug. I had everything. And he makes the specialty barbecue each time with the spoon herbal as a base, and then some type of jelly, and then our bourbon glaze or smoked bourbon glaze or one of the glazes, the barbecue glazes. And it's one jar of each, so everybody can just buy that, you know, make it themselves. And we have a lot of people doing that because it's like a very different barbecue sauce, very sweet, very spicy, very barbecue-y, and it just makes anything just absolutely phenomenal.
So what's the next one?
We had about 50 people, and it was absolutely phenomenal. The next one, and we need to literally rib Chef a little bit because we're going to have baby back ribs, but I don't have, it's May 20th, 6 to 8 p.m., baby back ribs, and we don't really have any other information than that. Liz and Chef are working on it, and
it doesn't matter. You can stop at ribs.
You can call and pre-sign up because we are taking listings, and we will call you first. These fill up and overflow. We were having to turn people away, which is absolutely wonderful. I mean, we love the business, but we also want to make sure that everybody can try these out. Just to give you a heads up, when you call, you might want to ask what's going on June 24th because that's going to be barbecue burgers, which I thought was real interesting. And then July 29th, we've got pork chops. August 19th, we're going to have sausages. Those are really good. Brats and sausages. He's done that before. And then we're going to have another roasted chicken on the 16th. And then we're going to go back on October 21st, which will be kind of our Halloween one. We'll go back to the pork again.
Chef pair, barbecue ribs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a fire pit. So a lot of people will sit around that. We've got the picnic tables. We've got the pavilion, the beautiful garden. It was a wonderful, gorgeous evening. If it does rain, we do have some inside seating. People were like, oh, the weather was awesome. You know, Monday evening was nice. It was not hot. It was not cold. The gardens were beautiful. Red buds were out. I mean,
so a Chef Pear, is he like smoking those ribs like now for May 20th?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he a lot of these he'll marinate for 2 or 3 days in his special seasonings and whatever he does in the coolers. And it's just, I mean, the taste, the tenderness, and then the sides. His sides, I would just go for the sides. I mean, he had this rice dish, which was absolutely, and potatoes. People were like fighting over the potatoes. And, of course, he fixes a massive amount of food. So if you go away, if you go home hungry, it's your own fault. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you will. I mean, he's doing some incredible stuff over at Milliken right now.
So oh, yeah.
I can only imagine what he's doing at the cookout.
Well, I noticed some of his posts over at Milliken. These kids.
They're eating world class.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're going to hate to graduate.
Right.
I know. And I think you can go there for lunch, too. If you talk to Milliken, you can park in one of the lots and go in there. I don't know what it is, $7, 10 bucks. You can go in there and eat at Milliken if you want.
Talk about getting your freshman 15. There you go.
There you go. So, anyway, if you want his food, you can come out to Merryman. We've got it out there, and it'll be a wonderful evening, and we have a lot of fun. We've got, like, just everybody has fun. You know, families come, friends, everybody kind of knows each other, and if you don't, that's fine, too. We get new people all the time, and then, you know, we have a lot of people that are regulars
We've got some people that come to every single one of these. I mean, great. They just love it. So we're looking forward to that. And again, May 20th, 6 to 8 p.m., give us a call. I imagine price-wise, usually these are around, you know, 23. I imagine this, because it's the baby back ribs, maybe around about $25. I'm not sure. But again, it's all you can eat. And that includes your drink. And really, you know, it's a kind of buffet style, so you don't have to worry about tipping or anything. So it's a flat fee. There's no extras or anything like that. So it's a great value.
And you don't have to tip is the key.
Well, you could give Liz a tip.
Well, Liz,
you
maybe.
You could. You don't have to tip
me. But if you're coming around,
you don't want to tip me.
You
don't want to tip me. That could cause trouble. I might get happy about that. That might cause, who knows.
All right, look.
We need to jump in here while there is a break here.
Oh, okay.
It is 6:42, and we'll be back. We'll have more with Mike coming up next on Talk 101 FM.
Hi, I'm Amy Bleefnik, President and CEO of Macon Resources.
And I'm Melanie Rapp, Member Center Manager at SevQ. We invite you to overcome obstacles with MRI on Friday, April 26th in Central Park from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Help us raise funds to provide a basketball court in Meaningful Meadows, our new outdoor space that encourages and inspires physical activity for all abilities by purchasing Krispy Kreme donuts, box lunches, or making a donation.
Help the 800-plus individuals in our community with developmental disabilities by overcoming obstacles with us on Friday, April 26th.
Visit www.maconresources.org to learn more.
Ashley Home Store's Spring Home Event starts right now. Hurry in and save up to 25% or get no interest for 72 months with no minimum purchase. Hurry in, because savings are in full bloom at the Spring Home Event, going on now for a limited time, only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley Home Store. This is home. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. Ashley Home Store's Spring Home Mattress Event starts right now. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on select Pillow Top Queen mattresses from Sealy and our exclusive Ashley Sleep Collection. Your choice, just $699. Or get 0% interest for 72 months on Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster mattresses, starting at just $15 per month. Hurry in, because savings are in full bloom at the Spring Home Mattress Event. Ashley Home Store, 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. This is home.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Illinois Army National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM. Online at DecaturRadio.com. Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm.
Hello, Mike.
Herb Talk.
How are
Gotta
you,
wait
Mike?
For you to turn up. I'm great, Doug. Waiting for Scott to turn up the volume there before I scream out crazy. Herb Talk.
Herb Talk.
So what do you got for us in the final segment?
We were talking
here
about Moringa. Remember Moringa? We talked about that a couple times.
I believe she danced, didn't she?
Yeah, she could have, man. You never know.
Now you got
Jiao Gulin.
That's what I was going to call it.
Jiao Gulin.
And what do you
call
it? What'd you say?
Jiao Gulin.
You're running out
Chinese.
Of time. You're chewing up your time.
You are
That's
chewing
okay.
up
I
your
like
time.
Saying yes. that.
So,
though.
But you were saying this is the immortality.
Immortality herb. You've heard of ginseng? This is super ginseng. Unbelievable. What does it do? Doug wanted to know what it did. Just real quickly, it regulates your blood pressure, supports a healthy cholesterol balance, supports cardiovascular function, helps with your adrenal process, and supports your healthy immune system.
The immortality herb, you call
yes.
it.
Yes, and it's from China. It's also found in that whole region, Thailand, Vietnam, Korea, Japan. And it is one of these, there's about 50,000 herbs around the world, and many of them are only known in their countries of origin. And my good friend Chris Gillum, the medicine hunter, actually a couple years ago did a segment on this. This got on Fox News. But just to kind of compare it to ginseng, ginseng has 25 active saponin compounds, but in jiaogulin, it has 82. So it's, you know, right there. I mean, you go from 30 to 80, so you could almost say it's about three times more powerful in its active ingredients. And there were some studies done back in the 70s, and they discovered that basically this particular plant had a ton of these healthy saponins in them. And what is it, again, what is it, all does it do? Well, one of the things, I don't know if you've, Doug, have you heard of superoxide dismutase, your endogenous antioxidant that your body produces? Okay, not unlike vitamin C. But SOD, or superoxide dismutase, actually is a super antioxidant that your body uses. It's in the cascade of antioxidants that your body produces and helps you to live healthier, happier, and longer. It even helps to help you to prevent from getting sunburn and with radiation damage and all kinds of things. A lot of people do it after or chemo. Again, Carl Germano, who's one of my good friends who has a bike racing team. Dude is like 70. He looks like he's 30. Full head of dark hair. Beautiful skin. I went up to him at one of the conferences about 10 years ago, and I'm like, you know, how old are you, Carl? You look like you're maybe 30-ish. He's like, no, I'm 60. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it really keeps you young and vibrant. So this is, again, one of the things that it actually helps to increase your own production of SOD. And it really is good for premature destruction of the cell damage and exposure to harmful agents of all kinds. So, you know, we're in a toxic environment, so it's really good for that. It's definitely shown benefits for heart health, enhancing muscular activity of the heart and improving overall blood flow. It also helps reduce LDL cholesterol, providing a boost to the healthy HDL. And jiaogulin provides a top-rated blood pressure control agent, reduces high blood pressure about half as well as the drug, and this says indapamide, which is marketed as Servier. So this is from Chris's paper that he wrote on here. It's also very good for energy, endurance, stamina, recovery time. Helps good for your mental health and emotional stress. And may also be helpful with jet lag.
Really?
And again, yeah, and it also appears to help stabilize your blood sugar. And it has the popular flavanol ampelopoxin, which is used to soothe hangovers. So again, this may be a little hangover jet lag remedy.
Well, you know, with jet lag,
it's also liver protective.
It seems like it's a week before I can get back together. Yeah. Let's say I'm out of the country or coming from somewhere else. It's like a week, it seems like, before I'm back together.
Well, you know, it can do that. But with a supplement like this, sometimes it'll help. I've got a couple other things that are beneficial for that jet lag, too. And again, the SOD is really good for that. We sell that as a supplement itself. But, you know, you guys are always asking me, where do I get my energy from? This is one of the, and I couldn't get it for a while. It was off the market for about 6 months. I guess they had a little production problem. And again, a lot of these companies really want to watch for quality, make sure there's no adulteration or heavy metals or anything like that. But we had a hard time getting it. But I take one every day as an adaptogenic tonic herb. It's not listed as a true adaptogen because the studies aren't out there yet. It's been used for thousands of years in China, but it's still new to us here. And I noticed when I started taking it that I just felt a little bit better. And that's, you know, again, like if you drink ginseng tea, a lot of people notice, I have a little more energy. I feel a little bit younger. I just take one of these every day. Just as part of my regimen, just like I would, you know, drink water or anything else.
Yeah.
And I overall feel just really good. And again, it's really good for promoting a diverse beneficial effect in your key organ systems. And again, it is one of these things that is absolutely phenomenal. It's a climbing vine, very beautiful plant. Back pain, bronchitis, chronic pain, constipation, cough, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, insomnia. And
a lot more. So check us out at Merryman Herb Company. We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.
And that very last product, is that under a brand name by any chance? Do you have it a brand name?
Yeah, we have a couple brands.
Just call Mike and say, hey, I want the Immortality Herb.
Yeah, Geogulin. Geogulin. Oh, flashing lights. We're open daily 9 to 5.
All right, bye.
Sunday,
see
noon
you
to 5.
Oh, you're not here next Thursday.
No, we won't be here next Thursday, but the following. And I'll probably bring Liz.
We'll see.
So it'll be a surprise.
All right, stick around because I got a listener request. All right, head off to the phones and we say good morning, Talk 101. Who's this?
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff Nally.
Hello, Jeff. Of course, our first look at agribusiness news with Jeff Nally here on Talk 101. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, for an old guy, I'm taking nourishment, doing okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go today, a little later today, after, and this was actually initiated by you when you were mentioning